You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Yeah, we were kind of talking a little bit about this off the air yesterday. I bet you there's a lot of people at this point in time in the year, November 2nd, that are contemplating breaking up with their significant other so you can skip the holidays. Because you've got a couple biggies coming up here, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Yeah. So should
New Year's.
Well, and New Year's. There you go, three. So should you bail out now if you're looking to get out of your relationship so you can avoid all the family crap at Thanksgiving? You don't have to buy presents for Christmas.
All the travel and the stress.
All everything.
The forced photos.
Or are you a total jerk if you do it now and you don't follow through with these, you know, special holidays and maybe it'll kind of rekindle things for you? What should you do? And I feel like right now there's probably a ton of people in Denver that are thinking this. And personally, I'd like to talk them into it.
Well,
of course you would.
Yeah.
I think you need to get out now. Skip the holidays.
I have a friend. I have a friend, and we're going to talk to him in a little bit.
Oh, he's in this boat?
Yeah. Yeah, because we've been talking for about a week, and then you brought this up yesterday, and then I sent him a text, and I said, hey, do you want to talk about what's been going on? And he said, okay, let's do it.
Huh. All right.
So we're going to talk to him in a little bit. And Jeremy, I mean, have at it.
I kind of will. I kind of want to see where he's at. I mean, if there's other people, too, in this situation, I think we would like to take additional calls. If you're thinking about breaking up and skipping the holiday madness, I want you to do it. It's like this week. This week is like do or die.
I know this week.
You need to do it by Monday.
I'm so worried for people.
Yeah, but is it possible that they're just in a little bit of a trough right now? You know, every relationship has the highs and the lows. You have the crest of the wave and the trough and stuff like that. Is it then if they went through the holidays, they might be like, you know, that was stupid of me to think that. If they could just stick it out and see what happens.
Or then come January, you're going to be like, why the hell did I do that? Now I'm out all this money because I bought presents.
Is that what it's all about, is money and buying presents?
Pretty much.
You should break up with someone because they're not right for you. Not because it's November the 2nd.
Right.
Okay.
This is a guy named Rob, who's one of Emily's friends. First of all, Rob, I got to tell you, we didn't know Emily had that many friends. So that's a little surprising.
Yeah, I'm one of a few.
Yeah. Just
a rare
don't gush
handful.
About me too much, Rob.
Like the spotted owl of friends or whatever. Anyway, so what's going on? What Emily says you're... Are you really thinking? Who tells people that they're thinking about breaking up?
Well, I'm certainly not telling her, but I don't know. I guess we got together last year at a Halloween party, which actually worked out really well because she was already planning on going home for Christmas. So I really didn't have to worry about this back then. But since then, I've... you know, it's been about a year. We obviously just went to another Halloween party, and she was like, oh, it's been a year. And it kind of got me thinking about, I don't know if, I mean, she's got a huge family. I know last year when she went home, she was talking about how she got everybody gifts. She's her mom loves gifts, and so she got her something really, really nice. She insisted on all the family getting her dog a gift.
Getting... your girlfriend's dog a gift, or getting the girlfriend's mom's dog?
The girlfriend's mom's dog, who she grew up with, she wanted everybody in the family to make sure the dog got a gift.
Oh my gosh!
You need to run.
You didn't tell me that.
You need to run right now.
When you first started talking, I'm thinking, what is this guy? You know, you're going to break up because she wants to go see her family. But the more you tell me, and you're saying that you're expected to buy the dog a gift.
I want you to run like the wind.
Yeah.
Be done.
I didn't know about the dog.
She's
part.
Great. She's such a good girl. I just have no interest in.
Are we talking about the dog now or the girlfriend?
She said you're a good girl.
You're just kind of what's the deal? Are you just kind of not feeling it with your lady friend anymore, or why do you want to bounce?
I guess I don't know. If it wasn't for the holidays, I don't know if I'd even be thinking about bouncing. I don't know. She brought up something called a promise ring, and I don't even know what that is. But I guess I just don't really want to spend money on a giant family of people I've never met, but it seems like if I'm going to go through this Christmas, I have to.
Right.
It should also be noted, my friend Rob here, this is his like first like big relationship, and I think that I think you're just copping out. I think that you're just taking the easy road. I think you need to go through. She's a good girl. The dog and the girlfriend. I've met the girlfriend.
Yeah, but if he's not feeling this, he's going to invest all this time and all this money and now travel, and then come January, he might break up with her anyway.
What am I hearing?
Get out now.
No, what are we talking about? So you like this girl. You said she's a, quote, good girl. But you're thinking about breaking up, so you don't have to go meet her family and buy gifts. Have I got this right? Because it sounds to me, if I can be blunt here, it sounds to me, I'll just say it, you're not much of a catch if you're ready to bounce for that reason.
Oh, Rob.
I'm just saying. I think I'm speaking for a lot of listeners right now. In particular, women who are listening to this show.
What if there was a way that I could just get out of going to see your family on Christmas?
Fake an illness. You need to fake an illness then.
I want a Christmas break.
A Christmas break? Oh, God.
Pretty good.
So you want to stop seeing her now and then reconnect with her in January. Is that it?
January 15th.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That is brilliant right there. So basically, then you need to start some sort of fight, I think is what it boils down to.
You need to
start a fight. And
I don't want to
be a
party to this conversation
this
anymore.
This is pretty good.
This is horrible.
This guy's onto something.
This is horrible. This is a friend of yours?
It's an acquaintance. I haven't seen him in years.
This guy's onto something.
Way to go, Rob.
This might catch on. The Christmas break.
No.
The holiday break for people.
They're a great couple. Rob, you love your girl. You love her.
This is ridiculous. Look, here's what I'm going to do, Rob. Listen, no, I'm going to save you. I'm going to put you out of your misery here. I'm going to open up the phones. I'll tell you what, if we get three calls from women who are on your side and think that you're just like the greatest,
that'll never happen.
Then we will endorse your decision. But I'm going to wait and see what women say when they call about you. Are you okay with that?
Sure. Can we get some guys to call in, though, too?
Yeah, because guys want a break. A lot of guys want a break. I want a break.
I'll just take people.
I can't be the only one that wants a Christmas break.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go away. And then we'll just take any calls. I don't care if they're men or women who have been listening to this.
You don't want to say it, but you love his idea.
You've never been scared in a relationship.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Here's Rod, not Rob. Hello, Rod. Welcome to the show.
Hello. It just sounds like he either needs to man up or just actually say, hey, this isn't working for me. But to try to say, I want a break for Christmas so I can go throwing my royal oats, that's BS.
That's what I think.
Why is it BS? You get a nice little break, you can regather your thoughts, and you'll come back to a stronger relationship probably. More committed in January.
What a bunch of crap.
She will have his jewels in a jar afterwards.
She should be off.
Or not.
She should be off looking for a different guy immediately.
Or that Hartle Grill Fonder, you know?
Right. Rod, have a great day, buddy, okay? Thanks for being on the show. Mix 100. Hello, who's this?
Hello? Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. What are you? Do you like what you're hearing?
You know, it's funny. My husband used to pull this in high school.
What are you trying to say?
No high joke. School.
No joke. He pulled this in high school. He would break up with a girl and reconnect after Christmas, so he didn't have to buy gifts. Actually, it was after Valentine's Day he would reconnect. So he'd get out of Christmas, New Year's, and Valentine's Day, and then it was smooth sailing for the rest of the year.
Oh, but then there's that dreaded birthday that might come up in May or June.
You said that was your husband that did that?
This was my husband that did this. We went to high school together and never dated, but I knew him. He was friends with my brother.
Does he pick fights with you right around this time every year now?
Right around Thanksgiving?
No. No, he knows better.
Nicole, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate it. Mix 100, good morning. Who's this?
Selena.
Hey, turn your radio all the way down. What do you want to say about this?
I think it's a great idea.
That's what I'm saying, Selena.
I'm married too, so I think it's a great idea. My husband and I, we did it for some time too. Every now and then, when we need breaks. And then we come back stronger and better and more communication.
It's
Wait just a second. This is not him saying things are going poorly with us. Things are going fine. They don't need a break. He just doesn't want to buy Christmas presents. And you're saying that's okay.
That's okay. We don't do Christmas presents either.
Yeah, sometimes you just need a mental break. And then you miss them and you come back and it's fireworks again.
First of all, Jeremy, you don't believe a word that's pouring out of your mouth.
Of course I do.
Get your wife on the phone. Let's talk and see how she feels about it.
Hey, I said many times it would be nice to have a break. Like a month break.
Elena, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show. Here's good morning. Hi, what's your name?
Hello.
Maria.
Maria, what's on your mind? What do you want to say?
I don't see why you can't just be honest and say, hey, I'm going to spend Christmas and Thanksgiving with my family, and you spend Christmas and Thanksgiving with your family.
But after a year, don't you think, like, this is when you need to be like, okay, look, it's been a year, and I love you, he does need to man up and spend the holidays with his love.
Here's what I'm going to say,
and
Maria, and
dog.
I'll just say this. The reason women keep getting guys who pull this kind of stuff is because women keep making excuses for guys and allowing them to behave this way.
I'm sure there's women out there
listen
that would
to
do
you.
The same
You're
thing.
Saying, why doesn't he just say he wants to? In other words, it's not that he's doing anything wrong. You're saying he should just lie and say he just wants to spend it with his family. So you're enabling his behavior.
Doesn't he want to spend Christmas with his family?
He never mentioned his family. He mentioned, I don't want to buy gifts.
He's an orphan.
He's not an orphan, Jerry.
Yeah, no, I don't think that there's anything wrong with just being honest and just saying, hey, look, I don't want to buy it for you.
If you, after a year, if your boyfriend didn't want to spend the holidays with you, would you kind of be like, whoa, this maybe something's wrong?
You need to look in the mirror and say, what is wrong with me and my weird family that my boyfriend doesn't want to be around? That's
Maria,
what
thanks,
you do.
Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Am I right, ladies?
Yeah. Apparently, I am not only on an island, I am buried up to my neck on an island. Yeah. Good morning. Hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Susanna.
Susanna, what do you think? Yeah. Tell me I'm wrong again.
I think I agree with you wholeheartedly, even though I have to mention that I don't agree with you a whole lot. But this time, I think this guy needs to man up. And I can't believe what Jeremy is saying. Oh, my God.
You shouldn't.
What am I saying?
You shouldn't believe what he's saying.
All I'm saying is he's going to come back to a stronger relationship.
Because he has.
That's the way it's going to happen.
She's going to move on. He's going to lose this very sweet girl if he doesn't get it right.
You know, why doesn't he talk to her about it and say, hey, I really don't want to spend a lot of money on Christmas presents for your family that I've never met. I really don't know what I should get them. Is there anything that we can buy that is somewhat meaningful that doesn't cost an arm and a leg? So he doesn't, I get the traveling and all that stuff, but.
Oh, you're so practical.
Well, let's talk to him. Let's see.
Listen, you have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
You
okay.
Bye. Okay, thank you.
Okay, good. Good job.
I like her.
I like her accent.
Me too.
Good morning, Mix 100. Hi, who is this?
This is Eli.
Well, Eli, what do you want to add?
Well, I want to add that I think you just need to man up and take a trip. I mean, come on.
Right. Be there for your woman on
What if it's
Christmas.
Horrible? What if it's a horrible time?
And then from Jeremy, I mean, he's been married for how long and he wants to take a break? I'm married and have a kid and want to take a break, but reality says you can't.
I hate reality, don't you? Come on, Eli, you and me, let's go off for a month and do some man things.
Hey, listen, Jeremy, I tell you what, when Nicole wants to take a break, just let me know.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, you'll get two kids with the deal, too. Have fun with that.
No, oh, you got to buy Christmas presents for all of
them. How are you changing diapers, Dom?
Oh, no, I won't. Eli, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Didn't think that through, did you?
Yeah, I thought it through. More than you think. Wait a minute, where are we?
I don't know, these are fun.
Line 5, Mix 100, hi, who is this?
Sydney.
Hello, Sydney, turn your radio down. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't think he should do it, because if he can't just tell her that he doesn't want to spend Christmas with her family, what happens when she finds out that he just took a break just so that he could avoid buying presents for.
I want this so-called good woman to take the earlier advice and run as fast as she can and go find a guy who's a man. Not a boy.
He's been a man for the other 10 months of the year.
He's
he can take a
ish.
He can take a 2 month.
He should be a man for all the months of the year.
He's a boy.
He's a boy. He needs a 2 month sissy break.
I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah.
All right. Good morning. Hi. Who's this?
This is Lori.
Hi, Lori. So what do you want to say?
You know, I'm kind of siding with him. I'm hearing the girls telling him she wants a promise ring and he's got to buy presents for the mom, the dog. The mom kind of seems high maintenance to me, and I'm thinking about the show you had the other day where, you know, it's a lot of pressure to meet the family at a holiday, and if she really wants him to meet the family, she should take him at a time when there's no pressure, and he could just meet them and get to know them and not have to make such a huge investment for their family.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
I think she's a high-maintenance girl, and I think if he really likes her, then they stick it out through the holiday. But she should understand if she really likes him.
Hold on a second. So after everything we've heard, she's the problem.
We didn't even think about that. Yes.
She's the problem. She's materialistic with her Christmas expectations on a guy.
She wants to take her year-long boyfriend meet her family.
She's putting way too much pressure.
What a horrible woman.
Too much pressure.
Thanksgiving.
It's too much pressure.
I don't know, the other day we were all siding with the guy who didn't want to have to go.
After 90 days, that was after 60 days.
Little different, but I can see what you're saying. This poor Rob guy, his girlfriend's putting a lot of pressure on him.
It's been a year. It's time to be an adult.
So what I said is right. You listen to all the calls from women. They're going to keep enabling this behavior. Now we've gone full circle.
Nope.
It's the girlfriend's fault because she wanted to take her boyfriend of a year home to meet her family.
This is real life, though.
I never want to hear another woman complain about a guy ever.
This is real
because
life.
You get what you ask for.
Poor Rob.
Charlie Hunnam, come to me.
Poor orphan Rob who's allergic to dogs. He does not need to go on this trip.
Hold on a second. Here's Rob. I tell you what, you win. Break up with her, okay?
Run, buddy.
Rob.
Wait. Break up and get back with her in January because that's what women want, okay?
So we're doing the break.
Do the break.
Do the break,
just
buddy.
Whenever you want to get back with her, it's up to you. Don't even worry about her feelings at all, okay?
End of January is perfect.
Oh, God.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Listen, have a great day.
He's going to hang up with us and call her.
This is a very bad idea.
No, this is real life, you guys.
We just broke a girl's heart.
No, but it'll be pieced back together at the end of January, and it'll be stronger and better than ever.
She never speaks to him.
It's like getting a cut and you form a scar.
I hope she not only never speaks to him again, I hope she finds a man and not a boy, and I hope she marries him within a year and sends Rob a photograph of them on their honeymoon.
At Christmas.
With the dog.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.